This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abba and welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Ksubos, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Braisa earlier cited that in a situation where a woman makes a neder not to nurse her son, Beis Hillel says that she's forced to nurse. However, if she's divorced, she's not forced. But if the baby recognizes her and won't nurse from anyone else, we'll pay her and force her to divorce. Says the Gemara, Im hayamakira, if the baby recognized her, ad kama. Up to what age? In other words, at what age does a baby recognize the mother? Amarava, Amarav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amarav. Rava said the name of Yirmi Bar Abba, the name of Rav, Shleisha Chadashim. At 3 months, the baby starts to recognize the mother. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Shleisha Miyam. At 30 days, the baby recognizes the mother. A little bit younger, much younger. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chamishim Yom. Rabbi Yitzchak says the name Rabbi Yochanan, 50 days. Amar Rabbi Shimi Bar Abaye, Halachak Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Shimi Bar Abaye said the halach is like Rabbi Yitzchak, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan. That 50 days. Says Gemara, Bishlama Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlama, the Shrita of Rav, 3 months, and Rabbi Yochanan, 50 days, Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Chorfei. Each one, according to the sharpness of the child, meaning both ages are reasonable times for a child to recognize the mother. Elo l'shmol, but according to Shmuel, ki hagavna mi mishkachasla. Do we find such a situation where a child could recognize his mother merely after 30 days? Ki asa Rami Bar Yechezkel, and Rami Bar Yechezkel said, Amr, he said, loy tatsa sinu l'hani klai dekal Yehuda achi mishmei d'Shmuel. Don't pay attention to these rules that my brother Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Because apparently, this opinion of Shmuel, that a baby recognized the mother at 30 days, was said by Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Rami Bar Yechezkel. So Rami Bar Yechezkel said, don't pay attention to it. Who said, Kozman Shema Kira. In other words, Hachi Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said, Kozman Shema Kira. It's at whatever age the baby recognizes the mother, when the baby is old enough to recognize the mother, but he never said 30 days. Okay, Ahida Asoy L'Kameh D'Shmuel. Someone came before Shmuel, a woman who was divorced and didn't want to nurse her child. Amar Leilu Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. So Shmuel said to Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Zil Badka, go check her. Go check if the mother recognizes the child. Azal, so he went. Oysei B'dar D'Nashi, put the child on a row of women. V'shakli Labra. And he took the kid, v'kamahadir le'alai, when he was putting him on these women to see if he could pick one out from the others. Kimata le'gaba, when he reached her, havaska masve la'apa. So the baby was staring at her face and recognizing the mother. Kavashtinu le'enimene. So the mother hid her eyes from the child. She lowered her eyes from the child. Amar la, so Shmuel said to her, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said to her, Netoif Einecha, lift up your eyes, meaning don't make believe like you don't recognize the child. Kum, get up, Dari Berech, carry away your child. Actually, it's amazing, this is a pasuk in this week's parasha, Se'ias Hanar, that the Malach told Hagar. Suma Minayada, how would a blind child know and recognize the mother? Ravashi, Berech Ovatayma, smell and the taste. Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught, Yoinek Tinoik Vahilech Ad Esrim Abra Chodesh, a child could continue to nurse for 24 months. Mikan Ve'elach, after 24 months, Ki Yoinek Sheket. It's like nursing something disgusting. It's despicable. A child can only nurse from the mother for 24 months. Otherwise, it's like a Davar Meshukas. Divi Rabbi Lezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shua, Imer Rabbi Shua says, Afilu Arba V'chamei Shanim, even 4 or 5 years. Piresh, if the baby separates and stops nursing, la'achar esem abar chodesh, after 24 months, v'chazar, and then he goes back to nursing, k'yoinek sheketz, it's like nursing something despicable. Amar mar, we said earlier, mikan ve'elach, from there and on, k'yoinek sheketz, it's like nursing from something despicable. That means you're not a nurse after 24 months if the baby separates, or according to the first opinion, Bechlal after 24 months, or Aminhi will ask Astira, we're going to show that human milk is permitted. Yachal Yehei Chalav Mahal Cheshtayim Tameh, you would think the milk of a two-legged creature is Tameh, namely a two-legged creature is a human. Now, Rashi points out that there's a pasuk by a camel. The Gemara in Bechorah says on Vav Amud Beis, Gamal Gamal, it says two times. One to say not only is the camel asr, but its milk is asr. So you would think the milk of a human is asr. Vidinhu. And it's a kavachomer. Ma behema shehi kalta b'maga. If by an animal that we're lenient by touching it, that it cannot contract tuma while it's alive. Hechmarta b'chalava, but you cannot have its milk. We learn it out from Gamal Gamal to have the milk of a non-kosher animal. Adam, a person, shechmarta b'magoi, that we are machmer in touching it. Namely, a person could be a tamei, a nida, enoy din, a woman could be tamei, enoy din shetachmer b'chalavai, a woman who could be tamei, certainly her milk should be tamei, tamei loymer es hagamol, kimale gera hu, we darshan hu tamei, the camel is tamei, including the milk, ve'en chalav malchish tayim tamei. The milk of a human is not tamei ela tahar, but is tahar. So we have an explicit drasha that the milk of a human is tahar. Yachal oitzi asachalav she'nushav v'chal. I would think only the milk of a human is tahar, because milk is the isser of by an animal, of an animal's milk is not by all animals, kosher animals. The milk is kosher, so maybe we're only excluding the milk of humans, but maybe the blood of humans is asr because the blood of even kosher animals are asr. Talmud loymer hu tamei, I would think exclude the milk v'lo yotzi sadam, but not exclude the blood shu shava b'chal, because blood is a prohibition by all animals. Talmud loymer hu tamei, the camel's tamei ve'ein dam mahal cheshtayim tamei, but the blood of humans is not tamei ela tahar. And the Amar Rav Sheisha said, "Afilu mitzvas prisha ein bai." Not only is the milk of a human tahar midai raisa, there's not even an issur drabanan. So how could we say earlier that at a certain point, when you nurse from a woman, it's k'yoinek sheketz, but we have an explicit drasha, milk is permitted, and Rav Sheisha said it's not even an issur drabanan. Like kasha, hadaparish hadalaiparish. It depends whether the milk separated from the woman or not. To nurse directly from a woman after a certain time, it's kiyoinek sheketz. However, once the milk separates, so when it separates midadei ha'isha into a kli, so then it's permitted. But says Gemara b'chilufa b'dam, the opposite by blood, because blood in its place is permitted. Kedatanya, once it separates, it's asr because you'll confuse it with other blood. If the blood of a human separates, then it's asr. Kedatanya, dam shal gabei kikar. Blood that's on a loaf of bread that you bit into. Goyra, you could scrape off the blood, va'oichla, and eat it. But you can't eat the blood because once it's parish, it's a problem. Shebein hashinayim, blood between the teeth, maitzitzai, you could suck it out, ve'enoy chayshesh, and it's not a problem. So we see by blood, it's the opposite. The blood by the gums is permitted. To suck it out of your mouth is permitted. Once it leaves that area, it's asr. Amar Mar, the master said, Rabbi Shua, Amar afilu arba v'chamei shanim. Even 4 or 5 years you can nurse. V'atanya, but we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shua, Amar, Rabbi Shua says, afilu chavilasa akseifav, that the child can nurse so long as he can hold a package on his shoulder. So Gemara says that's not a contradiction. It's the same exact shear. 4 or 5 years old is the age of putting the bundle on the shoulder. Aydi v'aydi chad shir. It's all one shir. Who? Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Marinoi Saimer. Rabbi Marinoi says, goineach yoinek chalav b'shabes. Rabbi Marinoi says that someone who has heartache and a hard time breathing, he's moaning, he could nurse, he could suckle milk from a goat, which was considered therapeutic for this on Shabbos. But expressing milk from an animal is pyrek. It's actually it's dush. My time, what's the reason? Yoinek, nursing, mefarek, is being mefarek, which is a tolda of dush, to remove the grain from its husk, but you're doing it kalachar yad, in an unusual way. You're not expressing it, you're suckling straight from the goat. V'makam tzar lo goz rabban. The rabban were not goizar in a situation of distress. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, halacha k'Rabbi Marinos. The halacha is like Rabbi Marinos. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Nacham ish galaya oimer. Nacham ish galaya says, Sinar Sha'alubai Kaskasin. If you have a gutter, that grass started filling it up, straw filled it up, and it's preventing the flow, and the water can't go out, and now the water is going onto the roof, and it's causing a leak into the roof. Mema'achan Baraglai. You could step on the grass with your foot to flatten it, to allow the water to go through. Bitsana, privately, b'Shabbos, v'ne chashish. There's no problem. You're being masakin. My time, what's the reason? Masakin k'lach hayadu. You're being masakin in an unusual way. Uvamakim seda, in a place of a loss, le'gozu barabana, the rabbis did not decree. Am Rabbi Yosef said, halacha k'nacham ishgalaya. The halacha is like nacham ishgalaya. Says Gemara, pireish la'achar esam arba chodesh. If you separated after 24 months, the chazar, and then you nursed again, kiyonek shekets, it's like nursing from an abominable thing. The kama, what is considered a stopping to nurse? How long is considered stopping to nurse? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, send them a Shmuel, Shlosh Yamim. 3 days is considered stopping to nurse. Ike da Amri, others say, Tani Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva taught, Kameh de Shmuel before Shmuel, Shlosh Yamim, 3 days. So in other words, the first Gersa was, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva said in the name of Shmuel. And the other version is, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva taught in the presence of Shmuel. That the definition of stopping is 3 days. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.